Good evening, Danbury.
Before the lowest was a 10, something for a 6 feel in the old church tower. There was such a gathering, all to bring the new year in. The captain of the ringers was a man named William Jack. 300 years later, that was minor and major, ringing for St. Mary and the festival bell.
Applause for the wonderful Martin Alcock. Mark. Now, Mark played on the original of this next tune. This is a tune called Port Merion, recorded originally on an album called Expletive Delighted, an all instrumental Fairport album from 1986. And when we play this tune at Cropperty, we're playing it on the Thursday opening set. We're playing it this year as a tribute to our dear, dear friend Bobby Bragg, who we lost last October. Some of you may remember for many years Bobby compared the festival. And so when you see it on Thursday, our video director, who puts the stuff on the screen, is wonderful, Neville Bull, has put together a beautiful montage of great memories of Bobby. And Bobby had a heroic battle with cancer over a period of nearly 3 years, but he kept laughing until the very last breath. He really did. And it is at his funeral, his last request, that he asked his son Nat to get together. And that did it, was he said, I want you to make me a sticker to put on the end of the coffin so everybody could see it. And he said, and I want you to put the date that I die on, that's what the death date, and then underneath it, best before. That sound keep laughing as we ask for it. The wonderful Bobby Bragg, can't tell you how much he misses. This is point number. Thank you.
Cinematic song about a young man making the most of life, but probably making some poor choices along the route. He meets a sticky end in New Mexico. It's called Stitches and Reels.
Before you're dead. Thank you.
tall as you pass by. Come in and drink if you are dry. Come spend the lads your money brisk and pop your nose in your abyss. Oh, you man's all, if you've half a gram, you're welcome all for to sit down. Come spend the lads your money brisk and pop your nose in your abyss. By. Come in and drink if you are dry. Call in a drink, think not of miss, and pop your nose in the jug of this. Oh, and now I'm old and can scarcely crawl. Have a long green beard and a head that's bold. Grab my desire and fulfill my bliss.
It's on our latest disc, which is available over there, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Summer by the Cherwell. And if you know the chorus, do please join in. Fat PJ is on here tomorrow night with his band Tradar. And that's fantastic. So let's have a sing, yeah?
Summer is a coming across the bridge and up the lane to join the 20,000. Come the sun or come the rain, to mark the turning of the year, we'll all be here again, celebrating summer by the Cherwell.
Come to this corner to gather in the garden, to celebrate another year with fellowship and fun. Leave your troubles at the gate, sit back, enjoy the circus, maybe share a common purpose here for many years to come.
Summer is a coming across the bridge and up the lane, to join the 20,000 from the snow, from the rain, to mark the turning of the year, we'll all be here again, the celebrating summer by the Cherwell. Well,
see my happy old face with a smile of recognition, though you spoke another word, it's clear we've all been here before. It's a cause for jubilation, it's a win-win situation, whether up the hill,
thank you.
a song from that Legion Leaf record. It's a song which has actually been, probably of all of the songs that were on that record, it's one that has the highest hit rate in terms of entering our set list down the years. More of that later.
song from that very same album. It's the track that kind of led you to the end of the complete thing. A beautiful track. I think never actually played live by the original lineup that did that number, but we have it in our repertoire now. Lovely number called Farewell, Farewell.
Farewell, farewell to you here, you lonely travelers on. The cold north wind will blow again, the winding road does call.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's Sir Patrick Spence, and it's the last one in this first half. Thanks to Richard Thompson and Dave Mattox. We used to do some gigs in America, and we'd do like a set of, it'd be three songs, you know, of four maximum, Walk a While, Sloth, Dirty Linen, and Sir Pat and Off.
That's it, yeah.
So this is it. It's great to be able to say...
Sloth is about an hour, sorry.
Sir Pat and Off again.
Do you know why Sloth is called Sloth and not Sloth?
No.
Sorry. We're working on two songs in rehearsal, and one was a sort of up-tempo one, and one was a slow one, so we thought, well, let's call the slow one Sloth, and the fast one Fast. Because Fast became something else, quite rightly too. It was a real name, but Sloth never got a real name. It was Sloth inside, yeah. So people think, oh, you know, these critics sort of say, oh, yeah, Sloth, you know, one of the deadly sins. They're obviously plumbing the depths here. It's actually just Sloth.
That's in the days when people used to write about Fairfall.
Also, because you know, Spence is kind of lost to history. He may or may not have existed. Although in Shetland, was it Orkney, Shetland? There's a grave in the Hebrides. There's no locally as the last resting place of Sir Patrick Spence, but no one quite knows why or where it comes.
Particularly being on the wrong side of the country for Norway.
There are two incidents that it may have been based on. I suppose there's a couple of them. Anyway.
Thank you.
toured with us for our winter tour. Will you please welcome to the stage the incomparable Sally Barker. And also to recreate the role made famous by Mick Jagger in the 1970 Tony Richardson film Ned Kelly, it's our great pal, the one, the only P.J. Wright.
Jerry Donahue, bless him, Sandy, when she left Fairfort, on one of the occasions when she left and came back, but when she left the first time, she formed her own band, Fotheringay, which was a fantastic band. It featured on drums Jerry Conway. Trevor Lucas on guitar, Sandy, and Pat Donaldson, the wonderful bass player, fantastic drinker, who lives in the south of France, so I'm having to pretend I'm Pat tonight. I've got the drinking bit together, but I haven't learned the tune.
Big up a bit!
And of course, you know, PJ, Jerry and Sally, they reformed. Jerry Donahue, he loved Fotheringay so much that he reformed the band. Sadly, he can't be with us, but we're going to do this song as a tribute to him. And PJ's got the Jerry Donahue Telecaster.
We've mentioned the Mick Jagger connection. Of course, he got all his moves from me. Very fecund man.
And Mark's helping us out on keyboards. So
I shall assume the mantle.
To all can change. My brother.
one out there. I'm going to ask you to sing three words. One of those words I'm going to ask you to repeat twice. You can sing it or just, you know, whatever note you like. Just listen to the note I'm singing and sing another. I learned that from Richard Diligence, actually. Anyway, it goes... I'm going to do your part, okay? And hopefully you're going to sing it back to me. This is your part. It goes...
Every girl I know, I wanna see it shine, I wanna lose it.
opening for us on our last tour, and our most recent tour, sorry. be careful, I'm getting... one of the joys of having Sally on board was that we could do this lovely song with Sandy Denny's, which we'd love her to sing for you all. It's Rising for the Moon.
Thank you.
the song Mart, that's a tune actually.
Un lied au nouveau.
Song without words. Chanson sans parole. Song without words, it's called a tune, right? It's called the Circuit of Lampreys. This is about a king of England who died when he ate too many lampreys, which is a fish, which is a bottom feeder, and considered now as bait. He knows he was delicate, he ate too many of them, shut himself to death. He joined his another English king who did the same thing, and one American king who died of a surfeit of cheeseburgers.
Very romantic these days.
Imagine them.
mine is on. Thank you very much. It's a real deal of flattered to be invited back to the Fair Course. Please give them a round of applause for asking me back. Okay, one of the songs we used to do in 1900 and Frozen to Death was a song with Swarbrick, bless him, and it involves some serious rhythmic and jiggery pokery. I'm sure you're going to recognise the Hicks and Charles. Take me away, Mr. Conway, please.
Away to Buffalo Blues, and away to the cabin of feather. I want to see my lass who lives in Hexhamshire, off the city sack and over the bus and the buyer. I want to see my lass who lives in Hexhamshire, a fine and so well, a marvel and superior. I was heading the boat, but man the bandit near, off the city sack and over the bus and the buyer.
This song was written by Julie Matthews. At the time, she and I were members of a version of the Albion band, and I think it was a version called. I can't remember now. I think there was another descriptor in the title there somewhere, but it was possibly no, it wouldn't have been dance. Anyway, there we were, as you find yourself in Kenya, touring. It's a song about colonialism, and I think that because we had a weekend at the Mount Kenya Safari Club, which is about as big a bastion of ex-colonialism as you can possibly imagine, even in the late, well, it was in the early 90s, as well, not my early 90s, the 90s. and it just, that little edge of faded oppression was still hanging in the air.
Thank you.
our proud land, we stand for freedom. We got the franchise on how to lead them.
We got the history and books to prove it.
Give us a mountain and we can move it. We rule the waves and set of seas. We bring the mighty to their knees. We
offer hope and inspiration.
Another song from a lady now. This one of probably greater reach and a more open to interpretation. Fits your own life in so many circumstances. This, and the older I get, the truer it becomes. It's Sandy's best known piece, of course. And it's a privilege to sing it every time. Just have a drink of water though after that last shouty one.
Thank you. wonderful.
That's the best thing I've ever done. Thank you. Well, 50 years old, that's pretty old, isn't it? It is. 50 years, pretty old for any band. But I'm very happy to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that we're not planning on stopping anytime soon. And I think each and every one of us in the group is facing up to the challenges of old age. There are challenges, aren't there? There are challenges because, you know, I mean, we live in such a technological world these days. iPads and smartphones and heaven knows what other wonders. But we do try and stay on top of all these technological developments. For instance, Peggy called me just, didn't you, Peggy? You called me just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, he said, Rick, he said, how do I print on my new computer? I said, just Control P. He said, I've been able to do that for years. Growing old does have its advantages, though, because, you know, we've got experience. We've got a lot of experience now. I mean, take Simon, for instance. See, Simon started on the very lowest rung of the showbiz ladder, and he worked his way up. He hasn't always been a guitarist and lead vocalist, you know. No. His first job was setting fire to the map at the beginning of Bonanza. And he built his head from there. Now, we're going to tell you the real reason why we're going to carry on and on and on and on. In fact, it's Chris Leslie's going to tell you the song of his own creation. We're going to keep going, folks, because our bus rolls on.
Rolls on.
This is a tune from Full House. It's really difficult to play, so there is a collection box over there at the merch table.
Thank you.
song, and it was incredibly ancient, even when we got our little spotty teenage hands on it. So imagine how creaky it is now. But it's that chorus song, no chorus as such, just 19 verses, you all know as well. So don't be shy. Don't hang back. And get ready for that banjo. You've been a lovely audience, two nights running. I know some of you have been both nights because I did, I checked your car registrations. But we'll see many of you, I think, again in a certain field, not far away. Without which, of course, without you guys, there'd be no point. So,
And thanks to the trades and labour club for being such good hosts and looking after everybody. Thank you for having
me.
I'm
the waves below and managed to run no more. And he took his only life and he sat on the his knee and said, "Do you like the best of us now?" Yeah, and then he rolled on me.
From Birmingham.